And we are back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to Hamilton on the FM dial and 93.3 FM, and the rest of the world at cfmu.mcmaster.ca. And as promised, I believe we have Dylan Penner on the line. Dylan Penner is a founding member of Independent Jewish Voices and one of the key organizers with the Canada Boat to Gaza. Let's see if we have him here. Hey, Dylan, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Oh, excellent. That is very clear, and that's very good because you have some of the most action-packed updates for us. Just tuned into Facebook this morning. I was just looking at the updates, and the first thing is someone mentioned, it was Chris Jones, I think, that Canadian boat to Gaza has reached international waters, and that came as a big surprise because last time we heard about it, it was impounded. But I think it's two ships now that have reached international waters. Is that right?
Yes. What's launched today is the Freedom Waves to Gaza initiative, which includes the Canadian boat to Gaza, the Tahrir, which also is partnering with a couple international campaigns. There's also Australians and folks from the U.S. And Palestinians as well, along with the Irish boat Saoirse, and they are both currently in international waters en route to Gaza. And as some of your listeners might recall, this summer we in Greece attempted to essentially sail to Gaza to break the blockade, but because Israel and its allies managed to use the economic crisis there to blackmail Greece to outsource the illegal blockade of Gaza, we unfortunately at that time weren't able to reach international waters. But following that, we relocated the Tahrir and began planning for the next phase, and that's where we are today.
No, I remember all this. The Canadian boat crews, the organizers, the Irish crews, they're also very dedicated, and many did not get their chance to shine in the sun, but now you do, and I think it's a chance for the U.S. activists as well. I think some of them had been taking part in the helping the Canadian boat get out there. You've been on the Canadian boat, in fact, haven't you? You were on the Tahrir.
Yes, that's right. I was on board during our adventures in Greece, and we did manage to make it a few miles out of port before being boarded by the Greek Coast Guard at that time, who were heavily armed, yet ironically somewhat apologetic for having to carry out Israel's orders at that point. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm on the home team here in Canada, but there are many good, courageous activists who are on board the Tahrir and the Saoirse right now, full steam ahead towards Gaza.
Well, you were there. I mean, you were in the initial breakout attempts. You were there when the cameras were running. The world was watching. I guess it probably was frustrating and not being able to get to your destination at that particular point in time, I guess. Was that the overwhelming sense, frustration?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it that way, actually. Certainly we would have liked to have made it farther, but everyone involved in this recognizes that movement building is a long-term struggle, and in many ways a lot of us look at it in the sense that given the blockade was actually outsourced to Greece in a sense, given we managed to make it out of port, in a sense we did break the blockade. But of course we're not going to and not planning to rest until we actually reach Gaza and until the blockade is once and for all finally lifted and the illegal collective punishment of the 1.5 million people in Gaza is ended.
Well, that's why it's called Freedom Waves, because
yes,
you were
right.
Part of that wave. You sent the first wave. You got things going. It was a struggle. You had to push against force that was directed against you. And then you move things forward. Now this Canadian boat may complete that second leg of the tour. You've already brought so much attention to the cause, and that's what it's about, because the boats themselves can only bring a limited amount of aid to mm-hmm. Gaza. But these boats now, I understand, from the organizers based in Canada, such as yourself, are not going to be entering Israeli territorial waters. They're steering clear of that. They're trying to reach directly into
correct.
Gaza, which is supposed to be the legal right of Gazans to have access to the sea.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And one of the things that's often lost in this discussion is that this is not just a blockade of imports into Gaza, it's a blockade of exports out of Gaza, as well as the blockade of the freedom of movement of people in Gaza to the West Bank, to East Jerusalem, to the outside world. And you know, the Israel and its apologists claim that it's aimed at preventing weapons smuggling into Gaza. But if you look at the big picture, that's patently ridiculous. If that was the case, why are they not allowing exports? Why are they not letting women who are in childbirth pass the checkpoints to get to hospitals? It's clearly has nothing to do with security and has everything to do with collective punishment and turning Gaza into an open-air prison.
Yes, obviously this blockade, these kinds of measures harm the Gazan economy. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you're bringing attention to once again, because already just within 4 or 5 hours of that announcement, there's a huge stir over this.
Yes.
And you, as you say, you're on the home team, so now you're helping direct the coverage and publicity. And in fact, usually it's just out of habit and recognition and the fact that the familiarity and they've been doing a good job. I've talked to Ihab Lotayef and mm-hmm. David Heap and I wouldn't be able to reach them now because I guess they're on their way. And this is where it's important to have skillful, experienced people at home in Canada that know what it's like to be on the boat, that know the challenges that are faced, that know what the media is going to do, how to handle this publicity storm. You've probably not only received information about the Canadian boat, but also the Irish boat as well.
Yes, that's right. And currently, both boats are navigating in tandem and are part of the Freedom Wave together. And at this point, we're calling on Canadians to phone their MPs, to email their MPs, to be in touch with their elected representatives, to demand the safe passage of the Freedom Waves to Gaza. As we've seen before, Israel is threatening to apparently intercept, and that would be another illegality on top of all the other criminal actions that it's already engaging in, including the blockade. And so all we are saying is we want to be able to go through international waters to Gaza waters, which we have a right to do, and Israel has no right to prevent that from happening. But even more than that, the international community has an obligation and a responsibility to stand up for human rights. Unfortunately, it's been failing to do so, which is why nonviolent citizen-to-citizen interventions like this have become necessary.
Yes, and we'll be watching closely in Hamilton. We want to get our money's worth. After all, we contributed the about $12,000 in fundraising. But there you were. You were one of the most familiar names, as you are now, associated with the Canadian boat. I remember watching the update. You gave that report back, and you can see that on YouTube, and mm-hmm. it was advertised on the sites. So you launched that wave. You got things going, but now you're in the middle of a wave of publicity. You've got to coordinate that. So we all need to be following this and paying attention, and you've gotten the updates pretty fast, very well. So we want to follow that. And I should help out our listeners here. I guess the main site or source of information for the Canadian boat, this part of the Freedom Flotilla, you're helping with that. That is tahrir.ca, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's tahrir.ca. And actually, the hashtag on Twitter, for folks who are on Twitter, is apparently actually trending worldwide now, and that's Freedom Waves. So people can check that out, as well as follow the direct Twitter account of the Canadian boat to Gaza, which is at Canada Boat Gaza.
Well, you see, this is what we have. We have young organizers in the anti-war movement and the social justice movements who are experienced now with Facebook, Twitter, and a whole bunch of tools, and it seems like there is great interest. So I thank you for the work you're doing. I think the people on the boats must really appreciate what you're doing here, connecting us so efficiently to this. So, Dylan, I wanted to thank you for your actions on this and for being on our program today.
Happy to be.
Oh, thanks. This is great. We're going to definitely watch this story and see how it unfolds, and I'm glad we have you here. We may have to check in again. We'll see how things go. It's always a bit of a stormy ride, but and it's in capable hands, I think. So we'll see. Maybe we'll catch you in a few weeks. So
yeah, happy to chat with you again.
Of course. Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Dylan Penner. Dylan Penner is one of the lead organizers of the Canadian Boat to Gaza, part of the International Freedom Flotilla. Dylan's also been a founding member of Independent Jewish Voices, currently active in the anti-war movement.